Leaving my new bride in my hotel room isn't ideal, but Vince wasn't exactly understanding when I told him I had to shower before I'd meet him downstairs in the cafe. But my hangover necessitated a shower first. Making him wait any longer while I tried to convince Nikki to join us wasn't gonna fly. Vince has managed my career forever, and he's done a bang-up job. He's a big reason why I'm at where I'm at in my career. The reason I can stay in penthouse suites and invite pretty girls like Nikki to join me after fights. I don't do it that much anymore, but there was something about Nikki and her disinterest in the spectacle taking place after I won that intrigued me, and I couldn't resist. When I was young, stupid, and new to success, I'd invite them all to party after a big fight. But now the appeal is lost on me. I'm a professional MMA fighter, the best in my field. Success as a fighter has allowed me to support myself, get my mom out of working three jobs, and that's enough for me. Besides, those women I used to take back to my hotel room weren't looking for love. At least not real love. My mom says I'm an old soul. Not sure what that has to do with choosing not to hook up with random girls, but she insists it does. The party girls just want to say they had me in their bed and gossip about what I was like. Or worse, snap a picture of me. They want everything that comes with stardom without anything that has to do with real feelings. But Nikki was different last night. Maybe that's why I feel in my gut like there's a reason we got married. That's the reason I want to pursue this. Vince will surely have a coronary when I tell him I'm not going to try to get out of this. He's going to think I'm crazy, just like Nikki did. But I gotta say, I don't think I'm prepared to let her go so quick.